In challenging times, it's natural to be concerned about the welfare of people we care about. Perhaps partners and family members, friends, colleagues, co-workers. But it's important that we don't get too caught up in this concern for other people. We want to have empathy. We want to be present with the people that we care about, but we don't want to get too caught up in worrying about and dwelling on what's happening for other people. What that does when we do that is actually it triggers the pain circuits in our brain. The research shows that when people are experiencing discomfort and any kind of stress or suffering, and we empathize with them, it activates the same parts of our brain. So it's really like we're experiencing that ourselves. And if we do too much of that over time, we start to cause ourselves what's called vicarious trauma or vicarious stress. So we can actually cause problems for ourselves if we do that. You know, we don't want to just not care, but we want to not get too caught up in that caring. And that's a very fine line. This is, it's a very useful thing for us to cultivate the ability to do this, to ride that line. And that's true whether we're just anybody, with relationships who cares about others, or, particularly in the emergency management sector, it's really important that we can maintain a sense of balance and have boundaries around how much we empathize, how much we step into other people's experience. And so that's what this meditation's about. It's going to be an invitation to feel into your own experience and perhaps, the experience of other people, but to bring some compassion to that. And I'll talk about the difference between empathy and compassion. But to bring compassion to that and mindful presence so you don't get caught up in it, lost in it. So just sitting, closing the eyes. Start by just being aware of your breathing. Anchoring your attention in the present moment by paying attention to the breath. Just checking in with yourself and noticing how you're feeling on a physical level, on an emotional level. Just noticing what's happening for you right now. And whatever you notice, just making space for that experience to be there just as it is. So if you feel tense and uncomfortable, just allowing that tense, uncomfortable feeling to be there, wherever that is in the body. If you feel relaxed and comfortable, just making space for that and allowing that to be there. So letting go of any stories, any judgments, letting go of any desire to fix or change anything or hold on to anything, and instead allowing your body and your emotions to be exactly as they are. If you notice for a moment that you get caught up in a particular sensation or emotion or thought, just coming back to the breath. Just using the breath as an anchor, a way of staying present, while you also bring some awareness to how you're feeling. If stories or judgments arise around how you're feeling, noticing that you've gotten caught up in them for a moment, letting them go, coming back to the breath. And so breathing with whatever's happening in your body right now. Breathing with the sensations, with the emotions, as a way of just staying really present with them. Nothing to change, nothing to fix, nothing to understand. It's normal for the mind to wander. It's normal for you to get caught up in thoughts or distracted by sounds or sensations or memories. Totally normal. So just noticing, coming back to the breath. Just feeling the in-breath, the out-breath. Don't need to control your breathing. Don't need to breathe deeply. Just let your body breathe, however it's breathing. And we're just using the breath as an anchor. So you just pay attention to what it feels like to breathe, and that keeps you in the present so that you can just allow any sensations and emotions just to come and go in your own body. And then if there's anybody who you have been worrying about recently, perhaps you're worried about their health, worried about their job security, financial security, or relationship, or doesn't really matter what. Just if there are people that you've been worrying about, bring one of them to mind right now. Doesn't matter who. Just picturing them in your mind. Thinking about whatever it is that they've been facing. Just tuning into their stress, their difficulties. And again, staying with your breath. So as you do this, just staying really centered and grounded in your own breath. Noticing any sensations that arise in your body as you think about this person who you care about and bring to mind their challenges and difficulties. And your job for the next few minutes is to just allow those difficulties to be there for this person. Allow the sensations to arise in your body, to come and go in the body. And to stay with your breath as an anchor, as a way of staying really present. So you don't want to shut yourself off from or in any way avoid the challenges that this person is facing. And you don't want to get lost in it. You don't want to immediately try to problem solve it or worry about it or obsess about it. You don't want to get caught up in it. The challenge here is just to stay present with your own breath and your own body at the same time as keeping in mind the challenge that this person is facing. If you notice that you get lost in thoughts about it, reactions, judgments, start reacting to the sensations in your own body. Just coming back to your breath. Just breathing in, breathing out, just following the breath, feeling it, allowing it to anchor your attention in the present so you can just stay really present. And then letting go of the image of this person and just being with yourself again for a few moments, noticing what's happening for you now. And so what we've been doing in this practice is connecting, allowing ourselves to connect with and feel into difficulties faced by someone that we care about, but without getting lost in it, without reacting to it, without losing ourselves, without getting caught up in it. And it's a very powerful way of being with people's discomfort. Very compassionate, mindful, healthy way of relating to that. And so my invitation to you is to bring this practice out into your everyday life. Anytime you find that you're worrying about someone you're working with or someone who you care about, just see if you can stay really present. Don't shut off from it. Don't get lost in it. But taking that middle path of just allowing it to be what it is, staying present with it, but also staying present with your own breath and your own body. And when you're ready, allowing your eyes to open.